أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالت يا أيها الملأ أفتوني في أمري ما كنت قاطعة أمرا حتى تشهدون. قالوا نحن أولو قوة وأولو بأس شديد والأمر إليك فانظري ماذا تأمرين. قالت إن الملوك إذا دخلوا قرية أفسدوها وجعلوا أعزة أهلها أذلة وكذلك يفعلون. وإني مرسلة إليهم بهدية فناظرة بما يرجع المرسلون. صدق الله العظيم. Thus far we had discussed the story of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam and Bilqis. That Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam wrote a letter to Bilqis and sent that with Hudhud. When the letter reaches her, she is amazed at the kind of letter that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam had written. Allah ta'alu alayya wa'atuni muslimin. That do not rebel against me, do not rise up against me, and come to me submissive, obedient, subjugated. When she reads this letter, she realizes and understands that this is the letter of no ordinary human being. And perhaps she may have known or she may have heard about the great power of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. And hence she addresses her courtiers and she says, قَالَتْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ أَفْتُونِي فِي أَمْرِي. O courtiers, counsel me in my affair, that in this matter I would need your mashura and I would need your counsel. مَا كُنْتُ قَاطِعَةً أَمْرًا حَتَّى تَشْهَدُونَ. I would not decide any affair until you are present. And from here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that although Bilqis was not in a state of iman, but yet she had abided by mashwara, and she needed the mashwara of her council, of her courtiers, and she wanted to make an informed decision with regards to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. What should be done? Basically, there were few options. One was perhaps ignore the letter of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Secondly, wage a war against Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam because of these strong words of his, Allah ta'alu alayya wa'atuni muslimin. Or was there any other way out? When the courtiers had heard about this letter, when it was read to them, and when they had realized and understood that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam was very forceful in this letter, they began to say to her, قَالُوا نَحْنُ أُولُو قُوَّةٍ. That we are people who are powerful. وَأُولُو بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ. And we are hard at war. In other words, we are very good fighters. It comes in one narration that there were 313 of these courtiers. Each one was a general of the army, and each one had 10,000 people under their own command. So a very massive army behind them, and they spoke with the force of the power that they thought they had. But obviously Bilqis had understood and realized that this was not a matter of war against Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. It was not a matter of fighting Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. But they carried on, wal amru ilayki fanduri madha ta'murin. But the matter lies with you, and you can decide whatever your command is. We are prepared to abide by your command. And again we find that here they had understood that although she was a female that was ruling, and although Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam had not permitted a woman to rule over a nation and a community, but yet they showed total submission to the person that was at the head. And if only this ummah can bring this into our lives, whether it is in our homes, whether it is in our businesses, wherever it may be, to abide by the mashwara that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded even our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was sahib wahi, who was the recipient of the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will find that there will be lots and great differences in our lives, inshallah, and we will get closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because this was the sunnah of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, including our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So she responds and she says, قالت إن الملوك إذا دخلوا قرية أفسدوها, that it is the general norm and practice that when kings enter a place, in other words, when they conquer a place, then what do? أفسدوها, they create disorder in that place, and that was the habit of kings of the past, and even the habits of people today. We will find that it is the very same norm and practice that whenever there is an invasion, there is total disaster, there is total destruction that takes place, lives are lost, buildings are ruined, cities are ruined, and the lives of the people are ruined. So she makes this claim and she makes the statement, وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّا, and the second is that they will make the honorable people of that community and society the most debased and the most disgraced amongst them, that those who ruled will now have to subjugate, and those who are of the lower class, those who were subjugating and submitting, they will become rulers. And this is the norm and practice that we had found in the history of mankind. So she makes this known to them, and here she also makes a very subtle point to them that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is no ordinary personality, his army is no ordinary army. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam doesn't just have the material rule of this world, but obviously he is a man of spirituality. That letter that he sent was not a threat, but in actual fact it was an invitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to submit to the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The intelligence of Bilqis is showed out in the next ayah, in which he says, وَإِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٍ, that I would send him some hadiyah, I would send him some gifts. Obviously when I send these gifts, they will have an intention and a motive. And what is that intention and motive? فَنَظِرَةٌ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ الْمُرْسَلُونَ, then I will watch and I will observe what is returned by those who are the messengers. In other words, what is the response of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Obviously by sending these gifts, if he was the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would not accept these kind of gifts, being the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this would be looked at as a bribe. He has asked me to accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has given me the dawat, and obviously when these gifts are sent to him, he is not going to accept these gifts. And hence she had prepared these gifts for Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. It comes in a narration that amongst the gifts that she sent to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, one was bricks of gold that was prepared and made to be sent to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Secondly, she sent slaves, males and females. In certain narrations, there were 100 males that were sent and 100 females, but she wanted to put Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam through a test. So she made the males dress like females and the females dress like males. And now this group, the envoy, goes towards Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is the test that Bilqis puts for this great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.